USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The House Intelligence Committee has raised concerns about a significant national security risk reportedly linked to advancing Russian space technology. Ohio Republican Mike Turner said his committee has shared details about the threat with fellow members of Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson asserts that last week's Justice Department report on President Biden's handling of classified documents indicates his incapacity to lead. Special Counsel Robert Hur described Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory in the DOJ report. Despite demands from Republicans, the White House confirmed Biden will not undergo a cognitive assessment. The White House is pressuring lawmakers in Congress to quickly pass a new $90-plus billion foreign aid package. USA's Ryan Daniels has more.
It was part of the earlier rejected bipartisan border security deal, but is now being passed by U.S. senators as a standalone bipartisan funding package for allies overseas. New Republican Speaker Mike Johnson has opposed direct foreign aid spending on Ukraine in the past. However, now the bill includes spending for Israel and Taiwan as well.
The president urges the House to send this legislation to his desk immediately so that he can sign it into law.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. At the same time, Ukraine has reportedly destroyed another Russian military ship in the Black Sea.
Chaos erupted at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade as gunfire rang out, leaving at least one person dead. In the crowd was Amanda Wink with her daughter.
About the time we were running in that opposite direction, then everybody started running again, made us get down to the ground. We didn't know what was going on, really. Very nerve-wracking.
As the parade came to a close, law enforcement officers were seen rushing into Union Station with their weapons drawn. Union Station is where the parade route ended and was the focal point for the team's celebrations. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
The judge presiding over Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case will decide Thursday whether to remove District Attorney Fani Willis. One of Trump's co-defendants argues that Willis should be disqualified because of her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Georgia State Law Professor Clark Cunningham says the issue could prolong the proceedings.
I think what we're looking at is a kind of a mini trial on the Fani Willis-Nathan Wade affair. And that mini trial is going to go on for a heck of a long time. It's not going to be resolved anything like February 15th.
Willis is accused of financially benefiting from hiring Wade for $650,000 despite his purported lack of experience in prosecuting felony cases. Delta Airlines is offering a heartfelt Valentine's Day gesture to its employees, a special profit-sharing bonus totaling $1.4 million. Workers will receive bonus checks equivalent to 10.4% of their eligible earnings, amounting to more than a month's pay. SpaceX has announced plans to construct a $100 million office and industrial complex at its Starbase in South Texas. According to paperwork filed with the state, the facility will span 5 stories and 1 million square feet. Construction scheduled to begin February 23rd. The inventor of the beloved snack Pop-Tarts, William Post, has died at 96. Post, who served as a plant manager for Michigan-based Regional Bakery, which later became Keebler, was instrumental in the creation of the iconic treat. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.